In this module, we're facing our feelings around difficult people. Ooh, fun, I know. But it's actually such a powerful exercise because so often we find ourselves reactionary when it comes to those difficult relationships in our lives. And when we're reactionary, we're not in our power, we're in our patterns. Facing difficult challenges or difficult people with the goal of personal growth and development can help us create new, more helpful coping mechanisms and ultimately makes future struggles easier. Difficult people are a part of life, but how do we deal with them? On the one hand, simply avoiding everyone isn't going to lead us down the road to happiness. But on the other hand, or on the bright side, every challenging situation is an opportunity to learn and grow. And there's no one-size-fits-all solution for tackling them, so it's a chance to really get to know ourselves better, too. The first thing is to try to avoid blaming the difficult person. I know it might seem like it's totally their fault and that everyone knows it, but the reality is, you are responsible for your own happiness. You can't expect other people to change just to suit you. So ultimately, the responsibility always falls back on you. And yeah, that might mean taking care of yourself and creating some distance from the person if needed. It's up to you to decide if you need to take some temporary space or if you need to cut ties with this person altogether. It is important to be mindful of the balance between growth and avoidance, but also making sure that you're not holding on to relationships that no longer serve you. Some self-reflection is key in figuring out the best approach in whatever situation, or just the best approach for you. I've had to consciously cut out some people from my life before, and it's tough, but it's been a necessary step for me. I realized that some of these people were only in my life because I was used to having them around. It was comfortable, but it was also holding me back from being the best version of myself. It was harder to take a stand for myself and embrace my growth than it was to just go back to my old habits and the people who came with them. And I'll give you an example. I've had to cut ties with a former employer because I just could not handle it anymore. It was scary to quit, but it was even scarier realizing that this person's negativity was spilling over into other parts of my life. So it's important to know when enough is enough and when you need to take some space, even if it's only temporary. And trust me, I do understand that cutting someone out completely is easier said than done, especially if it's your boss or someone you live with or someone you're related to or love. But if there's a pattern of harmful behavior that keeps repeating itself, learning how to deal with difficult people becomes really important. Remember, people can be like mirrors. I used to get really annoyed when people would tell me that because I'd think, I am not the one causing problems all the time. I'm not the one shutting down when I try to talk. But the reality is, these people are triggering something inside of us. So it's important to ask ourselves, why is this really triggering? What is this bringing up for me? In The Book of Freedom by Paul Selig, which I'll link to here, he says that disagreements don't exist at the level of the true self. So just because the disagreement exists for somebody else does not mean it needs to exist for you. And just because that emotional tension exists for them doesn't mean it needs to exist for you too. In an ideal world, yeah, we could all just handle anything that comes our way without getting upset. But that's not always possible. One book that really helped me with this is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. He talks about not taking anything personally. Nothing others do or say is ever really about us. It's just a reflection of their own reality. When we're not affected by the opinions and the actions of others, we're less likely to suffer unnecessarily. Ruiz also says that it's not what someone else says that hurts us. It's a wound that we already have that gets triggered by their words. So it's important to remember that as long as we're speaking from a place of love, we shouldn't be too worried about hurting others with our words either. And I know that this isn't what we're taught, but it doesn't help anyone if we're all just pretending to be someone we're not because we're afraid of causing conflict. All of our pain with difficult people is really an internal issue, even if it might seem like it's someone else's fault. we get to decide whether we take on their negativity or we let it be their problem. And here's another hard truth. When we have internal issues, we tend to attract experiences that trigger us. Sometimes we even create these triggering moments in our heads. So before you start this activity, try to put on some compassion for yourself and others. Some of the skills that you've learned on the podcast about letting go of judgment and being more open-minded can really help here. Do whatever it takes to find compassion with this difficult person. And do this before you focus on the negative problem that you're dealing with. Starting from a place of compassion sets the stage for a better outcome. So try to think about what good qualities this person has, or what they've been through that might explain their behavior. Sometimes it helps me to imagine a scenario where I can understand why they might be bitter or upset. For example, I once read an article that suggested pretending your difficult boss is a giant toddler as a way to cope, and I found it oddly therapeutic. When you think about it, you wouldn't stand there and say to a toddler, "Stop yelling at me! Why aren't you listening? You're such a bad listener!" It just wouldn't be very helpful. But using this technique helped me see my boss's tantrums as just a ridiculous fact of life, rather than something that had any power over me. So do whatever it takes to find a way to cope. Because remember, you are spiritually responsible for your own energy. That energy is going to spread to everyone you come in contact with. And that part's on you. It's about turning your poison into power. One good example of turning poison into power is Nelson Mandela. You probably already know who he is, but in case you don't, he was a political leader in South Africa who was imprisoned for 27 years because of his activism against the apartheid. After he was released, he worked to forgive his captors and promote healing in his country. Well, he was eventually elected as South Africa's first black president, and he worked to improve the lives of all South Africans. He turned his own suffering and the harm inflicted on him into a desire to create a better future for his country through forgiveness and reconciliation. And eventually, his efforts were recognized with the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993. So I challenge you to be a lightworker, to make it your mission to leave everyone with more love than you found them with. And if you find it difficult, remember that the other person has to deal with their own negativity or their poison all the time, whereas you only have to deal with it as much as you allow yourself to, in most cases. So good luck with this, and let us know how it goes in the comments.